From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. and Russia are close to an agreement. U.S. and Russian defense officials have concluded a third round of talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria. They are finalizing a memorandum of understanding that will establish basic safety rules. The U.S. Department of Defense says progress was made during a video conference Wednesday, which focused narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. Turkey, meanwhile, is warning both the United States and Russia against arming Kurdish forces in Syria. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, Kurdish forces in Syria have made territorial gains against Islamic State militants. The U.S. said this week it has parachuted in ammunition, but did not specify which rebel groups it is aiding. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu Wednesday warned against arming Kurdish forces in Syria, which it views as terrorists allied to PKK, Kurdish separatists, in Turkey. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry is not blaming one side or the other for the wave of Palestinian stabbings and attacks against Israelis. A spokesman says he just wants to see the violence stopped. He says Kerry will travel to the region soon to look for ways to restore calm. Meanwhile, the Israeli Security Cabinet has given police permission to seal off Arab neighborhoods of Jerusalem from which many of the attackers have come. President Barack Obama is sending U.S. military personnel to Cameroon to conduct airborne surveillance of Boko Haram militants. A U.S. official said the troops were invited by Cameroon's government as part of a larger international effort to stop the spread of violent extremism in West Africa. This is VOA News.